the North Melbourne assistant coach Jared Moore is ready with the latest Greek acquisition to the AFL media team in Joel Saratsis. Joel, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Pete. Yeah, here with Jared Moore from the Kangaroos. Sean Higgins comes out as a late withdrawal and Nathan Kovac comes in. What's happened there?
He was just a little bit tight in the hamstring, and medically he was probably right to go, and the physios were pretty keen that he was going to get through, but just a coaching decision, really. That Scotty wasn't keen to go in with someone with a little bit of a cloud, and especially on a trip to Perth in the plane. So we expect him to be right next week.
You've left Braden Pruce out of the side, so Todd Goldstein comes up against Aaron Sandilands in the ruck. What are you expecting for that duel?
He's played on him a fair few times before and won out before as well, so it's not like it's anything different. It's just a bit of a luxury to have to Brucey playing probably so well in the first couple of games. But we're expecting big things from Braden in the future, but he's just missed out this week.
And Mason Wood comes in. What are you expecting from him today?
Well, he's standing right next to me at the moment. No, he's obviously going to be a pretty important player for us going forward, and we just need a bit more run on the big ground, and he's been a bit of ball use as well, so hopefully Mason can continue his form from last year.
And Ed Vickers-Willis, his first game of the season, what can fans expect from him?
Yeah, it's exciting actually for him. He's played really well. He's probably deserved his chance in about round one, I suppose. He's had a really good pre-season, and just through matchups and sort of the team balance, he missed out the first couple of weeks, but he's certainly continued his form and really good defender. We're hoping he plays a good role this week.
And just from a team perspective, do you feel like you're playing better footy than what your 0-4 start to the season suggests?
Well, you'd think we're playing a lot better than the 0-4, but it wouldn't be that hard because we haven't won a game so far. But no, we've done a lot of things right over the first 4 weeks, but we just haven't been able to consistently do that for the full four quarters, and we just hopefully we can do that today.
And coming over to Subi, I don't think you've got the best record here. I think you lost your last three. What's the key to winning here today?
We're just treating it like every other game, really. Not really too worried about the ground or anything like that. The boys actually love travelling together and getting away, so away trip shouldn't affect us too much.
And just on the Dockers, they're pushing their midfielders forward and they're scoring quite heavily. Has that been talked about as a team?
Yeah, it definitely has. They're good players, are playing really well at the moment, so if we can try and stop a few of those good ones playing well. But Fife and Mundy and Sandilands obviously back as well has made a bit of a difference, but you're seeing Mundy playing a lot more forward this year, so we'll see if he does that today.
And you've been competitive in all your games. I think you've lost two under 3 points. Has that been spoken about at the end of games and how you run them out?
It has, but we've played some pretty quality sides too, especially last few weeks, GWS and the Dogs won the flag last year, so being really competitive against the best side. So we're not really looking at how we're fading. It was just more playing some really good footy, but just got to consistently do it now.
Thanks for joining us and good luck today.
Thanks for that.